What factors should teachers think about when helping students find well-matched books for independent reading? There are two groups of factors to consider: characteristics of the student and characteristics of the text. Although we will discuss student and text characteristics separately, it is important to keep in mind that they are connected. The first student characteristic to consider is the student's current reading ability. This includes his or her skills in decoding, vocabulary, reading fluency, attention, and memory. Secondly, teachers should consider the student's motivation. This does not mean that some students are motivated and others are not, but rather that different students are motivated by different things. The purpose of reading and the student's interests influence what will motivate the student to read. Additionally, students will generally be more motivated to read when they feel successful at reading a particular text. Finally, a student's prior knowledge plays a role in determining the effectiveness of a book match. Students may be able to decode all of the words in the book, but may need additional background knowledge before they can fully comprehend the book. For example, students without prior knowledge about football will have a difficult time understanding this excerpt from Touchdown Trouble. Sam took the handoff, tripped over a lineman's leg, and fell hard at the line of scrimmage. No gain. We just talked about what the student brings to reading a text. Now let's talk about what we should consider about texts when we match them to a student. These features of text include how difficult the words are to decode and understand, how difficult and complex the sentences are, and the length of the book. These are sometimes called the quantitative text characteristics because they are easy to quantify and measure with a computer. The next set of characteristics, text ideas and concepts, are sometimes referred to as qualitative text characteristics because they are harder to quantify and require judgment from a human reader. Qualitative text characteristics include the complexity and abstractness of the information. A text may be relatively easy for a young reader to decode, but may address complex themes that the young reader is not ready to grasp. For example, Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, which is often leveled as an elementary reader based on quantitative characteristics, is more appropriate for middle or high school students when judged based on qualitative text characteristics. Other important text ideas and concepts include the book's topic, genre, and organizational structure. For example, does the book follow a straightforward narrative, or does it include techniques such as flashbacks or multiple narrators, which might make the book harder to follow? Finally, a book's formatting can be relevant. How does the font, layout, and spacing of the book provide or not provide scaffolds for the reader? The book matching process is complicated further by the fact that student characteristics and text characteristics interact with one another. So, when it comes to book matching, there are no absolute rules. For example, while students tend to struggle with books that are above their current reading ability, if a challenging book is on a topic of great interest to the student may be motivated enough to comprehend the book.